Now, I want to know, what are the telltale signs that you are a terrible passenger? Do you have someone in your life, or are you a terrible passenger? Are you a backseat driver? 1-3-3-882. I want to see what you think are the telltale signs. And you must have been in a car where someone has said something about you, the way you're driving. They maybe have even taken action. 1-3-3-882. That is our number this morning.
My late mother, she never owned a driver's license in her life, never drove a car, backseat driver. Slow down. Slow down. What's that?
Slow down.
Turn that down. Concentrate. Yes. Hands on the wheel. So she was very good to give advice. But when you say signs that you are a backseat driver, well, I'd say that I've probably got a few of those traits.
Break!
Yeah. Particularly when I was just teaching my kids.
Slow down!
I used to yell that out all the time. Break. Break!
You're too close!
And like... then they'd say to me, you don't have to yell.
It's actually a little bit unnerving, though. I reckon there'd be some people out there with some great stories. All right. I want to hear yours. Come on. We need some calls. 1-3-3-882 on this public holiday. Don't be shy to pick up your phone and lighten things up a little bit this morning as we do continue to pay our respects to those that have served us.
M says, my passenger grabs the armrest as I approach a corner.
Oh, yeah.
That could be right.
You know those other... As soon as they start hanging on, you know that they have a little bit... Well, it could be anxiety because when you're not in control of the vehicle, people are or do put themselves in a scenario where they just lose that control. You're a lot more in control when you've got hold of the steering wheel, though, aren't you?
Do you like to be a passenger or do you like to drive?
I'm actually a pretty good passenger. In fact, I would suggest that I don't say too much too often.
What about your wife?
I don't want to start a domestic because she's probably listening. So, I reckon she would say that she's a pretty bad passenger.
Well, what does she say to you when you're driving?
All sorts of things.
Like?
Well, a few of those that I just rolled off before. Look out for that. Watch that cyclist.
Slow down.
That person's going to cross a road. Slow down. Or something. You know, it's all consuming.
Let's go to Susan. Do you reckon Susan's at Hammersley? Is she a bad driver or a backseat driver? G'day, Susan.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. Are you a backseat driver?
I'm a terrible backseat driver with my husband when he's driving because I seem to know better.
Right. So what are the things you say to him?
Well, it's generally you're going too fast. Slow down. Watch out, there's a corner coming. Oh, no, you've got to go left. No, you've got to go right. There's always something. But I do recall when my dad taught me and he used to pull the handbrake on.
What? While you're driving?
I wanted a bit of brake.
Really?
While I was driving, he's like, you need to brake. And he'd pull the handbrake on in a country town on a country road. So there was no one else around, but he'd get so nervous, he would just pull the handbrake on.
No, I think I've been there. I know how your dad felt. What does your husband say when you keep telling him all this? Does he ever say going, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
He's like, I've been driving for a long time. I think I've...
Yeah. No, fair enough,
very
Susan.
Polite.
Good on you. He's very polite.
You know how my daughter had been doing a lot of country driving?
Yeah.
And you know how out in the country you just like acknowledge the other person's driving past and you raise your hand or you do the old thumb up or something like that? Well, what about when someone pulls over in your street and lets you through? And
you wave again.
Huh?
You wave again.
Yeah, but if you don't?
Well, you're rude.
The backseat driver just gets straight into you, straight away. It's like, well...
You should wave, Carl. She's right.
Just trying to get around the next car that's coming.
So you've already called her a backseat driver, Mel. Is she a very good driver herself?
No.
No. Well, there you go. That's a double trouble. She's good. You're in big
she's
trouble.
She's a good driver, just not really good with directions.
Oh, get the reversing truck.
No, directions.
Come on, mate.
No, she's a good driver.
There we go.
But just
Carl's
not great with directions.
Mate, you scared of her or you're right?
No, I'm just telling you. She's not great with directions. Sometimes you have to sort of say that this is where you must turn.
So Mel's a backseat driver. She's a bad driver and she's poor at
directions. No, I didn't say she was a bad driver. I didn't say she was a bad driver. I said she's not a great passenger and not great with directions.
I'd just be quiet.
Put words in my mouth.
I'd be quiet if I was you.